Is it a good morning? It's a Browns Therapy Monday, baby. Get it off your chest. I know you're mad. I know you're upset. We're here to help you. It's what we do.
It's what we do. Roman is in Canton. Hello, Roman.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Hey, man.
Swell.
Good. Just wanted to call and state my case. First, please don't take any calls about Baker or Flacco today.
Hang on a second. I have a running list here. Every time their name comes up, I have to mark it down. So
Roman, I'm thinking about running them off the air if they bring the two of them up.
Just dump them. Just dump them immediately.
That would mean we'd have to dump Andy because he brought it up like first thing out of his mouth.
Yeah, I think
today,
we just start playing him off the air.
It's okay.
It's just the past, you know, and that goes with the trade. It's the past. It's we got to move on from it, and we're spinning our wheels if we do. And speaking of spinning our wheels, there's no culture. There's no identity. It's kind of embarrassing. And I think, you know, the offense has some sort of an excuse with it being a new system. Dorsey coming in, yada, yada. But that happening along with the defense completely almost losing their identity, it's embarrassing. It's unfortunate. The offense has 6 touchdowns in 4 games. How does that make any sort of sense with, you know, what we're paying for? Last thing that I got to say is, and I got to ask you guys this, if Chubb says, sure, I can go in 2 weeks or whatever it is, and we've split it maybe 1-1, or we go 0-2 the next 2 weeks, do you let him play, or do you wait till he's completely 100% down the road in the season to really wheel him out there? Because I don't trust it.
I would hope that he's 100% before they even let him walk on the field. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I agree. I'm not playing him unless they think he's as close to 100 as he will ever get.
Yeah, and everybody's like, oh, Chubb's off the list. He can start playing, practicing. We're not going to see him for another month and a half. And guys, by the way.
And Roman,
there's IR rules here, but yeah.
So the practice period opens, you got 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And, right. I got you.
But at that point, you don't have to activate him. He can be out for the year.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, at this point, especially past our easy part of the schedule, we don't have an easy game after next week. And easy is, you know, a bold statement because it's the NFL, but the beginning part of our season was considered our easy part. So it's going to be tough, guys. We're not in for a good season, I don't think.
All right, Roman. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Roman.
Thanks.
Roman in Canton, the Hall of Fame city.
He feels better.
I'm good. That's great. Phil's in Medina County. Hello, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good.
Okay. I'd like to preface just a little bit. I was at that 64 Browns championship game selling programs. So I've been.
My dad bought one from you, Phil. My dad bought one from you. I know he did because I've seen the program.
Anyway, yeah. I have two facts. I have two opinions. I'm sorry. The Browns are overrated and undersized. And I would like to know, Jeff, the older guy, he stated that case pretty clearly. Although he doesn't think they're overrated, undersized. We got the defense is Miles, one move Miles Garrett, and his core of small people. Okay, and you watch a game. Everybody's got one guy that looks a little bit undersized. Usually a scat back, running back, punt returning man. You look at the you look past the eye test. You got one move Miles who bull rushes and then it jumps offside and gets other foolish, ridiculous penalties.
Phil, you're not really ragging on Miles Garrett being a problem,
no,
are you?
No. I'm talking about the whole. That was a total, complete loss. And you think Deshaun Watson is salvable? He threw for 167, or whatever he threw for yesterday. And like you said, 15, 16, and 17. And just like you said about Stefanski, what good is he? He's nothing. He's overrated, okay? And as far as running backs go, if you've got a decent offensive line, you will be able to put in anybody. Look at what
Phil, DeJuan Jones is one of the biggest human beings I've ever seen in my life. You're saying he's undersized?
Who?
DeJuan Jones.
No. I'm not talking about. I'm talking about the seven guys that are the linebackers.
Oh, you're talking about defense. Okay, you were talking about offensive for a while. Okay, keep going.
Okay. And I'm talking about not the the defensive line. I'm talking about the linebacking core and the secondary core, including the 39-inch vertical leaper from Ohio State, who we wasted a fourth-round pick on. We can do
I'm done. I can't listen to this. Denzel's not a wasted pick.
He was a first-round pick, too. Denzel's one of the top corners in the league. That's not me saying it. Ask folks in the league. That's what they say. Look, the defense is not playing the way everybody thought it would this year. Agreed?
Agreed.
Whatever's going on, it's not as good as it was.
Snap count and still, I mean, one move Miles? Come on, man.
Todd's in Ward
1. He's a defensive player of the year in the NFL last year. One move Miles.
Hello, Todd.
Hello, Jeff. Hello,
hey,
Andy.
Todd. How are you?
Hello, Dan. I'm in a perpetual state of struggle. That's not what I called about.
So are we.
You can relate. We can all relate. So I'm looking at the Raiders' schedule, and even though they play Denver next, I don't even think Denver or any of the next three teams after Denver will the Raiders run 100 yards on. So the Browns did not play well. You asked the question.
They were the worst run offense in the NFL, 51 yards a game coming in, and they had over 150 yesterday, Todd.
152.
That's over 150.
Over 150, true, but let's just acknowledge it. And I don't think they're going to get 100 yards on any one of the next four teams. So the Browns really just didn't play well. I'm not in a panic state. If they are still under six losses by game 10, I'm feeling okay about them, no better than okay. But this is not on Deshaun Watson at all. Not yesterday. Not yesterday. It was not on Deshaun Watson. This is the overall problem with the team, and the defense particularly is a big problem because, like we just said, the Raiders ran over the defense for sure. For sure. I have no further comment. I'm down with the Browns and the Dog Pound, so I have one more. All right, later.
Peace.
Hi, Todd. That was a big wrap-up by Todd there, wasn't it?
It was good. It was well done, well executed.
Can I just throw this one at you?
Mm-hmm.
The defense was not good, okay, against the run. Still, in the last three games, opponents have scored 13, 21, and 20 points.
I'm sorry. That's
not an outrageous number of points to give up.
I say under 21, you should win every game.
Well,
I think
and you're right around there, 21, 20 in the last two games.
If you can hold a team under 21, you should win.
I think the offense is clearly the big problem on this team. The defense is not as good as it was, at least through four games. But I think the defense has been solid enough to give you chances to win football games. It's not happening because of the offense. David's in Cleveland. David, and if you need a defense that's going to hold a team to 10 points, then you've got bigger problems with your offense.
Yeah, how you
hi, David.
Hi, David. How are you?
Okay, I just want to say this here. You know, we just don't do everything we need to do. But one thing, you know, you had Derrick Henry out there. You had Barkley out there. You knew Chubb went down. You didn't try to get a running back. Boyd's not the answer. I mean, the offensive line, they knew that was falling apart. You know what I mean? And there's only so much that Watson was going to be able to do. I don't care what quarterback you put back there. You know, he was going to be limited to what he could do. We just don't do enough to do what we need to do. We do enough to sell tickets. That's about it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tickets. You want to keep track of that one, too? Sell tickets.
Sell tickets. You want to do that one?
Tickets. So here's my running tallies for today on a Browns Therapy Monday, just so I can – stay focused. Selling tickets is one. Flacco, one. Baker, one. I attended the 64 game, one.
For whatever it's worth, does this do anything for you? Nick got hurt early last season. Jerome Ford was 23rd in the NFL in rushing last year. Do I think Jerome is Nick Chubb? No. But he did have 813 yards rushing last year. And I think he's more than competent. And I think Deontay Foreman is a good running back. Deontay received two carries yesterday. I believe it was two carries the game before. And you're not using him. You brought him in here to use him. You're not using him. you're not using Jerome very much. Last two games, you've given your running backs 12 and 14 carries. So before we say we don't have a running game, how about if we try to run the ball? And again, you're middle of the pack in the NFL in yards per carry. That's going okay. Passing, you're in the sewer.
Mm-hmm.
But you keep throwing the ball. Anybody else think, hello? Maybe that's backwards? Maybe you should run the ball more than you pass it because you run it better than you pass it?